NXP and at APX.
N8MJL mobile. Yankee X-ray Kilo radio test. W8RTM mobile.
KE8FKW monitoring.
Afternoon. FJW station W8RT on mobile.
Good afternoon. KE8FKW.
Yeah, your call's familiar. I think we've spoken before. My name is Ron Robert out of November, and I am mobiling across M68.
Oh, that sounds good. Yeah, I'm just up here, just got home from work, and, getting some shorts on because it's way too hot for pants.
I realized that after I left the house today. It was only, 65 or 68 or something when I left. And it was 77 in Petoskey, and as I drive east, it's 74. So, yeah, I would agree with that. I wanna say your name is Joe or Jay or something like that, but I think that'd just be a wild guess. But are you in the Sioux?
Yeah, you got the location right. I am in the Sioux. Yeah, name here is Brad. So yeah, we talked before. I think you're Jeff. Yeah. So, but yeah. Yeah. What do we get for a high? I don't know. Mid 70s anyway. So. But yeah, it started off down in the 40, high 40s, probably about 49, I think, when I looked. But yeah, it was a nice day. It was definitely, it could have been a good fishing day, but, you know, I had to work on all the fish days this week, so we'll see what happens next week.
Okay, well, I feel better, because you got mine wrong, too, and I was at least close. Well, no, J and B, that's not really close. J and R isn't really close either. My name is Ron Robert Oscar November. And yeah, today probably would have been a good day. As a matter of fact, I had, I loaned my canoe to a buddy and they went fishing in a little dot of water lake. It has a public access, but it's not developed, you know, it's just a gravel lake. And they were catching stuff left and right. They were catching bass like crazy, but nothing worth keeping or eating. But it was still a good couple days.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah, all those hidden lakes are definitely good ones to fish in, that's for sure. Yeah, okay, Ron, that's right, Ron. RPM, that makes sense. So, yeah. And that's got me messed up with another fella. So. But anyways.
Yeah, I saw him.
Hi.
This is KEHFJW. Go ahead. This must be Chris.
Sure, it's Chris here. And Brad, I take it?
Yes, sir. It's Brad.
First off, I appreciate you taking the time with me here. But what we have going on is a gentleman has a GMRS repeater over on Stutzmansville. And there's a group of us that use it quite frequently, and I'm not trying to learn on this sort of stuff, and it'll work fine, and you'll be talking on it for 10, 15 minutes, and then all of a sudden, it just quits transmitting audio. Through the power meter and everything, you can still see that people are getting into the repeater, but there's just no audio coming back out of the repeater.
Okay, yeah. I do believe the owner of that one is also a ham, and he's probably, hopefully, maybe he's going to pop in here, maybe? I don't know. I know the GMRS Peter for, I don't think it's just Hudsonville, but Huckleberg? I don't know. It's the same tower that the 7-4 is on. So I thought that was a repeater you were talking about. No, this one, I think that's a different one. I think his call is N8SA something or something like that. I think he owns that repeater. But what I think is going on is something in the repeater controller must be screwing up.
Well, you know, that's for what little, and I mean, when I say little, I mean minuscule knowledge I have on that sort of stuff. That's kind of what I was thinking, that it must have been, it must be an internal electronics thing. And yes, to your question there, the Hackleberg repeater over south of Sheboygan, which is linked into the MIA network, this is a separate one from that. This one is not linked with anything over here. Yeah, and the gentleman that owns it is a ham. The WROJ841 repeater over here, and that's his GMRS call sign.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I would probably shoot him an email, tell him what's going on, and if he can, probably should take a look at it. So, yeah, definitely malfunctioning. But, yeah, very good. Yeah, actually, I have a GMRS repeater here at the house, too. So, but, yeah, I can't afford commercial towers, so they're kind of expensive. So I just got a little 80-footer. Well, not even that. 70-foot. So I'm planning on adding another section up to it. So, and it'll be about 80 feet. 75 to 80 feet. We'll go there. So, but yeah, I'm actually working on an antenna for the VHF there. So, and it's it's been a project, that's for sure, trying to keep up with all the repeaters.
I can imagine. And I know this gentleman, he's got a lot of irons in the fire, and I'm sure this is way down on his priority list as far as that goes. So if you don't mind me asking, your GMRS repeater you have at your house there, how much range do you get out of that?
Well, I really don't know. So I never got the fully testing on it. I think last time, when did I talk? I talked to somebody I know. I don't even know. So, yeah, I can guess and probably say 10 radius, 10 miles radius, but I really don't know.
Yeah, I appreciate, I appreciate meeting you. And you taking the time with me, I do really appreciate that.
Oh, for sure, yeah, not a problem. So, yeah, I was just outside during the time off there. I just got off work, so, at 6, so about an hour ago. So I came home and had dinner and grabbed the handheld and stepped outside and enjoyed the beautiful sunshine. So,
definitely a good evening to be outside and enjoy the weather. It's beautiful down here anyway. I'm, like Dale said, he was right the first time. I'm by Alanton, kind of in between Alanton and Brutus, where I'm located. So, and I'm my elevation is up pretty high. My antennas aren't very high, but my elevation is about 800-900 feet, so that helps you on top of the hill.
Oh, heck yeah. I'm definitely not that high. I'm sitting about just over 700 foot, so, and I got the, my antenna, of course, that brings up there, so, but yeah, we get pretty good range, I get pretty good range with the VHF that has a really good and nice antenna on it, and the ham guys down there definitely help with setting this repeater up for me, so, it works really well.
Tuck up any more of your time, but like I say, I appreciate it. And again, the name here is Chris, and the call sign is KE8ZAT. And I'll say 73, and hope to chat with you again. Have a good evening.
All right, very good. 73, and take care. KE8ZAT, KE8FJW. KE8FJW, W8FSM. Hey,
WSSM,
go ahead.
I was kind of curious, Brad, what radio do you use to run the repeater there with, for the repeater that you do run? And I know you gave me the frequency on that before, but it's been a while since I tried to use it. So do you have that frequency again?
Oh, for sure. The DHF is 145.430 with the PL tone of 107.2.
No, I meant on your GMRF repeater.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, I think I missed you. If you had a question, I missed it. The neighbor's cutting the grass.
Yeah, I was wondering what radio do you use to run the GMRS repeater. I'm assuming you have a set of cans there as well. So I'm just wondering what the hardware setup is on the GMRS repeater.
$8,400 or $8,400 repeater. The cans I have is a flat pack Chinese pair. So, it's the six packs, so, but, yeah.
Do you remember your frequency for that one off the top of your head?
Yeah, it's actually a channel 20 for GMRS. It's 6750. Yeah. Took a bit, but we got it.
Okay, got you on that. And I'm assuming there's an offset on that, and but I can look that up. No problem. Just getting channel 20 was kind of what I needed. And how much, last question, I'll let you get back to doing your thing there. How much use do you get on it? Do you get many people using it? And for the people that do use it, are they pretty good at doing their call signs when they use it?
It's actually kind of a mix, but yeah, most of the times that the guys are using it, their call signs, because the ones that I talked to were actually hands. So they're used to doing it, but I think there might have been one that wasn't, so. But yeah, that's pretty good doing it, doing the call signs there, so. And a lot of time, I think most of the activity is actually in the summer for the visiting folks coming up, so, which is kind of neat. I actually just turned it on. Oh, I forgot to push the scan button. There we go. So usually if I'm home, I usually got the GMRS radio on too. So, but yeah, it's fun to listen. So I enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm a pretty big fan of GMRS. We use it at school quite a bit for the students anyway. FRS for most of it, but then every once in a while we'll end up on a GMRS channel. I know it gets more fussy there with who's on and what's on, but anyways. We use it, and it's some outdoor activities that we use it for, just kind of staying in contact, stuff like that. So it's pretty cool. And lately, really been looking at a lot of different things with it. You know what I'd love to do is hang a GMRS repeater on the McNierney Light Tower. I think that would be a really great use of that tower and really get some coverage down on that end of the National Forest there. I think there's quite a bit of coverage there. From what I understand, as you get farther west, but I don't know that there's really any coverage in that immediate area.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. But yeah, it'll be kind of neat to get something out there too. So, but yeah, I don't know. There was something I was gonna say, but I just don't remember. Okay.
All right, thank you, sir. Don't want to hold this up any longer than I have here. So appreciate your help there, and I'm sure he'll. He'll be grateful for whatever help he can get there along the way, and hopefully whoever repeater that is there, if they cared enough to put it up in the first place, I'm sure they'd like to know that it's struggling. So I wasn't sure if you said you were going to contact or he was going to contact, but it sounded like he said you might. So if that's going to happen, that's awesome. I'm sure they'll be grateful to get it going. I'm sure it has something to do with power outages and the storm and all that good stuff, but as most things down there do. But anyways, KE8FJW, this W8FFM, I'll be clear on your phone.
Oh, yeah, very good. So, yeah, hopefully. I remember what I was going to say. GMRS was getting kind of busy, so that's another reason why I kind of stepped out and got my own frequencies. So sometimes I don't want to be monitored by the rest of the GMRS world. So, anyways, thanks, Rob, and we'll catch you later, and we'll see what happens with that repeater on the Stetson bill there. So, with that, we'll say 73 WSSM KE8FGW.